Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Albert?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Albert. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you? Hi. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, she just told me I would be on the first page.
Yes, yes. And you know what? The main benefit for that position that became available today is in the exclusivity, meaning that this position, like I said, just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually close out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Of course.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It all depends on the cost.
Okay. Well, the good thing about the pricing is it's so affordable. Because you're a year in business, you're going to qualify for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Albert, is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So once we program Hill Home Inspections into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? So
yep.
Because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Okay. So what we would do is start running the Facebook ads on that business Facebook page. And what that will do is the search engines track it. If someone's in the area and they're looking for a home inspection, guess what? Next time they go to their social media and they pull up their news feed, they'll see an ad promoting them to call Hill Home Inspections. Okay? Now,
that's excellent.
Yeah, it's super excellent. And the beauty of all of this is it comes with a detailed tracking system. So you're going to be able to see the new clients you've received. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
You are correct.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Albert. You're absolutely going to love this. So the first thing I'll do is send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
First initial, last name. I'll spell it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's ASLANINKA1, number one, at Juno, JUNO.com.
Got it. Okay, so I want to verify A, and then S is in Sam, L, A, N is in Nancy, I, N is in Nancy, K, A, the number one at Juno.com.
That's correct.
Okay, excellent. And then you said that's also your last name, so let me put that in the last name field. Now, for the listing on Google, is this the phone number you would like displayed?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main
yes.
number? Okay.
There is a secondary line.
Okay, go ahead with that.
Area code 917.
Got it.
775.
Okay.
1309.
917-775-1309?
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. Now, if we were to send text message correspondence to you, which number is better for text messages, the 718 or the 917?
The 718.
718. Okay, I'll put that in the cell phone field as well. And then for the listing on Google, do you want the LLC on there, Hill Home Inspections LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think it adds a little bit of credibility, so I'll put it up there. And then for your address of 129-08 95th Avenue, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have Google send a PIN verification code to that address. It will actually come in the mail, and it takes about 5 to 10 days to get there. So make sure when you get that code that you get it back to us. It's a very important part of the process, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
I'd like to put it on my business account.
Okay.
And I don't have my business card with me.
Okay.
Could we delay that for about an hour until I get my business card? Or I have my business account number. Could you charge it directly to my account? Can you still hear me? There's a siren.
Yeah, I hear the siren, but I can still hear you. So, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Oh, my God. All right, he's passed.
Yeah, that siren is no joke. That was pretty loud.
Yeah.
Must be a New York siren, because when they come by here, they don't sound that loud.
FDNY.
Yeah, there you go.
So here's what I would recommend, Albert,
is we don't do the personal ACH through the checking account anymore, and I know you want to use the business account. I have a team of 40 technicians calling out and only one position available, and I know because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So I don't have a capability to even hold it for an hour. But if you like, I could maybe use a personal card for the first payment. And then later when you have the business card, we can update that for future invoices. And the reason why some business owners will do that is you still get a invoice for every payment you make with us. So at the end of the year, if you want to deduct it in your taxes, you'll still have that invoice even if you use the personal card.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
Want to do that? Okay. So does it say just your first and last name on the card, or is there a middle name or initial?
There's a middle initial.
Of what?
J, Joseph.
Joseph, okay. And then is the 95th Avenue also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the 95th Avenue address.
Excellent. Okay. So then the card number when you're ready.
Okay, card number is 4147.
Okay.
2025.
Got it.
1959.
Uh-huh.
1729.
Okay, expiration?
1226.
And then the code?
Is 560.
5560. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Albert, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what this says is, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bill Home Inspections, LLC.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Albert Slaninka, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Explain that.
All that means is, if you do anything else online for your business down the road, and you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package, but if you do, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with what we're doing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So
go ahead.
So let's say somebody else calls you later and they say, hey, we want to put you on some more directories, or we want to, you know, start running some Google ads for you, or anything like that. That's already included in our package. So you could be throwing that money down the toilet if you signed up with them, right?
Uh-huh.
But
if you
want to do it, it's your business. You can do what you want, but just let us know so it doesn't conflict with what we're doing. Make sense?
Yep.
It does? Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yes.
So then, let's see here. Okay, here's the next part. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 21st, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This will be a recurring payment, and when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And I'm going to set an appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, and that will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. I have an opening at 12 noon your time, 1 o'clock, or 2 o'clock today. Would either one of those work, or would you rather do it tomorrow?
No, 1 o'clock will work.
1 o'clock will work. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, Albert, is I'm blocking out an entire hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, you should have gotten a text from me. If you didn't, it'll get there any moment. And the text is going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
Okay. Reason I want you to look for that text is I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So I want you to go in there, and there's going to be a little link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. Once you acknowledge that with your e-signature, it will grandfather you into this pricing and make sure that it never goes up in the future.
Okay.
So let me know if you got that text yet. If not, I can trigger it to go out again.
Okay. You want to hold on? Let me check my text.
Yes, please check it. Mm-hmm, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, Tina?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so if you click on the link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Uh-huh.
And then you would just scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's a little box that you have to check showing that you're an authorized user on the account. And then under the line, you would just plug your name in exactly the way I put it. So I think it will show your middle initial since that's on the billing. So just put it exactly the way I put it and then hit confirm signature. And then once you do it properly, you're going to get a little little alert that says username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided for you at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay, you want me to do that right now?
Yes, please, just so that it doesn't slip through the cracks. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, take your time.
All right, let me do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tina?
Hi, I'm still here.
Hi, okay, I did that.
It came up
password and username blank.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm actually happy it sends that because that's a little sign that you did it properly. So good. That means that the e-signature went through. So you're all good to go there. So all you have to do now is sit tight. My technician will be calling you between 1 and 2. And then within 5 to 10 days, when you get that PIN code from Google, just make sure to get it back to us. And I'll let you know, Albert, that sometimes it comes and you're a business owner and you're out in the field and maybe you don't have a second to call me. That's okay, too. You can send it back via email or text. As long as you get it to us, we'll be able to submit it to Google, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. Welcome aboard. Have a very profitable year. I know that you'll absolutely love this. And have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too.
All right,
thank you
so much. All right, you're welcome, Albert. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.